Hey guys, we've got a high performance clip for you today with Roland Frazier. If you don't know who Roland is, he has built and sold 24 businesses in the range of $3 million to $4 billion. And what I really like about Roland is, though, of course, he loves business, he still maintains a really balanced life and balances his relationships. So in this clip, you'll hear him talk about how he does that. It's a short clip, but a very powerful one at the same time. And I think one that'll deliver a lot of value. So let's hop into it with Roland Frazier. I've got a few questions that some of the listeners and fans wrote in. We've kind of touched on this, but are there any other key activities or habits that you've produced? You know, we talked about creativity and kind of the daily things that you do that harvest the best results in your life. Anything else?
Yeah, I am intentional about the relationships that I have to keep them active. So whether that's remembering to get flowers for my wife on, you know, a regular but not like, you know, once a week on Thursdays at 7 o'clock schedule is important to me. And, you know, thinking about my kids and being sure that I'm going to get to see them and spend time with them. And also friends, I have friends that go back 20, 30, you know, years or more, and I reach out to them to just say, how are you doing? And I think that that's really important, and there's not like any profit in it from a financial standpoint, but from a being connected standpoint and a continuity of life standpoint, it's kind of cool. So I think that is really important. And other than that, and trying to, you know, it's easy when you're really passionate about something to only be obsessed with that thing. And I'm very, very passionate about business. And so I'm not really good at reading, say, fiction books, but I do try when, like, there's a giant thing, like when the Da Vinci Code came out, I remember, or, you know, things like that, to plug into that, because that is, you know, this, what is the spirit of the times, is zeitgeist, right? Is to tap into the zeitgeist of, like, why is this a thing for everybody? And I want to understand it, and I want to be able to participate in the culture of it. So I will go outside my normal comfort zone of things to do that. And then also to not just be obsessed with business stuff. So like, if my wife recently read a book called Presidents of War, and it studies all of the different presidents of the United States and how they behaved during wartime, both in terms of strategy and, you know, everything else. And it's absolutely fascinating. And so that's, you know, like, getting exposed to different things to me helps you with the things that you're passionate about, because all of my biggest breakthroughs have always come from things that I saw, like, you know, oh, they're doing this in the tobacco industry, and we could apply this to the, you know, oil spill industry. That kind of stuff is, you know, is a really good source of things to help you be creative and help you solve the challenges that you've got. And it turns out that you're more interesting if you're not just all about business all the time.
All right, you guys, relationships, how do you maintain those? I think Roland has a really good outlook on this, even though, of course, being obsessed with business, like many entrepreneurs are out there, he regularly wants to buy flowers for his wife, make sure he has time for his kids, regularly reaches out to friends and old friends. And I do this, and I feel like a lot of people don't do it. And it's an easy thing to do that's really missed out, that provides a lot of value, because generally over the long term, what studies say is that one of the things that gives the most value to a person's life is long-term relationships. And something that's also really interesting is he stays what he calls updated with the spirit of the times. So maybe it's watching like the most popular series that's out there, or reading the most popular book, or understanding what's happening in music. And I like that as well. And then, of course, researching and diving into niches outside of the regular entrepreneurial type of niche. I don't know if it's fast food windows or bank windows came first. I think it was bank windows came first. And the idea for fast food windows came one day when somebody involved in the fast food industry saw that, hey, you could drive up and get money out of your bank. Why don't we do this with food also? Then obviously revolutionized the fast food industry. So guys, actually, if you want to learn more about the type of people that an individual like Roland surrounds himself with, we actually made the next high performance episode, episode number 184, that dives down where Roland's talking about how he vets or chooses the type of people to surround himself with. And if you haven't heard the full episode with Roland, it's episode number 560, Building 24 Businesses from 3 Million to 4 Billion. I highly recommend it. And if you like what you're hearing and you want to make sure you don't miss any of these tips, please subscribe, leave us a review, and share with your friends. See you on the next episode.